CEO Radio. I'm Ray Hoffman for Inc. Magazine. Denise Wilson is not only the CEO of the company that came in at number 69 on last year's Inc. 5000 list, she's also the chief pilot of Desert Jet. That's the California-based worldwide private jet service that she started in 2007. Over the last 3 years, Desert Jet's revenues have grown by 3,751%. And Denise Wilson, growing up, was not your typical entrepreneur. There was no lemonade stand. She was too busy practicing music. She was an oboe major at USC.
I was practicing and trying to be a straight-A student most of my life, so entrepreneurship never crossed my mind.
Now, you're one of the few.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of commonality between music and entrepreneurship. With music, you're always striving to be the best and perfect top of your game. And I think those traits that I learned in music have served me well as I've started my business.
More tomorrow. The whole conversation's at cbsnewyork.com/CEO Radio. Get your business recognized. Go to inc.com/5000. With CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman. CEO Radio, I'm Ray Hoffman for Inc. Magazine. Welcome to CEO Radio, Denise Wilson.
Thank you very much for having me.
If you could give me a Wikipedia version of how Desert Jet operates.
Well, sure, I'd love to. Well, basically, what we do is we provide private transportation for corporations, private individuals, and we basically provide transportation worldwide. So we like to think that we help CEOs and executives and middle managers be more productive by getting them there and getting them back home quickly.
Now, I'm guessing, as I read your bio, that you were not the typical lemonade stand entrepreneur, and I say that because you were most likely too busy practicing the clarinet.
Actually, I was an oboe major in college, and I was a professional musician after college. So, yeah, that was my my start in life was as an oboe player.
But as a child, though, did you have business inclinations, or were you too busy practicing your instruments and going to school?
I was practicing and trying to be a straight-A student most of my life, so entrepreneurship never crossed my mind.
Now, you're one of the few. Usually, entrepreneurs have that germ at a very early age. But music is a germ, too, so...
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of commonality between music and entrepreneurship. With music, you're always striving to be the best and perfect and the top of your game. And I think those traits that I learned in music have served me well as I've